This is a patient, Michelle May, Michelle May. Date of service is 8/3/2023. Date of birth is 2/21/1971. The patient is here for follow-up evaluation. She could not make it last two times. She was last seen on 5/15/2023. Since then, she has not been able to come and be seen due to family emergency and high blood pressure that prevented her to come for appointments. At this time, patient reports that her pain in the neck is at 7, mid-back pain is 10, and lower back pain is 10, which is across the lower back involving both the sacroiliac joint. In addition, patient has severe pain in the left shoulder, and she can only lift up to 110 degrees of abduction. And both the ankles, both hands are also hurting and painful. All the five fingers, both sides are involved in numbness and tingling. Her primary care physician is Dr. Foster, whom she sees occasionally. Pain level is reported to be between 9 and 10. ADLs are affected 10. 70% improvement is listed by the patient overall with all the therapies. The ADLs, system review, additional history, substance abuse, compliance history, please review the chart. Physical examination, blood pressure is 124/89, pulse is 88, pulse ox is 100. And rest of the exam is from the previous visit of 5/15/2023, dictation number 0517-062. With the following changes in the musculature, please mention that the patient has had a surgery on both knees for knee replacement. There is no muscle spasm noticed any longer in the cervical, thoracic, or lumbar region. There is no spasm of the trapezius muscles or quadratus lumborum or paraspinal muscles anywhere. Musculoskeletal examination, please mention the cervical spine range of motions and lumbar range of motions are the same as from previous visit. And in the maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain, only change is lumbar spine. The straight leg raising test was found positive at 50 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test was positive. Breger test negative. Kemp test was positive. Babinski sign was negative. And Brudzinski-Kernick test was negative. In the sacroiliac joint, there is a mild tenderness and pain in bilateral sacroiliac joint, especially with standing flexion test was positive, iliac compression test was positive, distraction test was positive, Faber test was positive, Gosselin test was positive. Extremities examination, shoulder examination remains the same from the previous visit. Please copy and paste. Diagnosis remains the same. And the plan is to advise the patient to continue physical therapy, also continue chiropractic treatment, try to lose weight, exercise, yoga, meditation. A lumbar pillow was ordered for the patient, so was a rollator walker. Patient has been advised about the MRIs, that she has a generalized disc bulging from C3, C4, C4, 5, C5, 6, C6, 7. Along with this, there is a facet arthropathy leading to the, as the leading causes of her pain. In the lumbar spine, there is a disc herniation at L5-S1 along with disc space narrowing and ligamentum flavum thickening. We advised her about lumbar epidural steroid injection and cervical epidural steroid injections. In thoracic area, T10 and T11 and T11 and T12 have a bulging disc leading to additional issues of pain. The patient chooses to do some more physical therapy and then make a decision. Once she decides and provides the consent, we'll be more than happy to give her the injections. She had three epidural injections, 11/4/2022, 12/22/2022, 4/20/2023. We still need to do the facet joint as well as sacroiliac joint injections. Thank you. Medications are provided, naproxen 500 twice a day, Allevel 50 milligram at night, and lidocaine gel 5% for topical pain relief. We reviewed the MAPS. She is also provided with the compounding cream and naltrexone capsules. End of dictation. Thank you, sir.